All right, welcome, scholars, to October 22nd on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. And one of the reasons why I do the show is not because I like history. Actually, I find history a little bit boring. But it is important. You see, one of humanity's flaws is trying to get somewhere not knowing where we came from. We just wind up going in circles and repeating mistakes of the past. So yeah, history is important, folks. I assembled this podcast in a tool shed in my backyard in La Mesa, California, right next to America's finest city, San Diego. If you're looking to move to the area or if you have any questions about real estate, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. Because as a full-service Encinitas and San Diego real estate professional, Teresa works with buyers, sellers, and investors in real estate transactions. So check it out, TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. And now let's begin the show as we customarily do with a Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flags if we have one, put our right hands over our hearts, and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. And now on to today's headlines. JFK sends a warning to Americans about nuclear missiles. We'll wish a happy birthday to Acacia Brinley. Plus sports news. So we'll get into all that. All right, so now let's get started. 1962, the Cuban Missile Crisis Part 1. Kennedy warns Americans about nuclear missiles in Cuba. Basically, for the next several days, the world held its breath, fearing the worst. Global destruction. In September and October, U.S. spy planes discovered and photographed Soviet missile bases in Cuba. And why not? Since the U.S. had some in Turkey and Italy, even though that they were obsolete. There were still repercussions from the Bay of Pigs invasion, and Fidel Castro, shall we say, wasn't exactly fond of the U.S. as we all know. Anyway, Kennedy secretly met with a group of senior military and political leaders named XCOM, or Executive Committee, which recommended six choices. Basically, do nothing, use diplomacy, invade Cuba and overthrow Castro, attack the missile sites, or use a blockade. They met for several days discussing these options. Kennedy didn't tell his press secretary. In fact, he told her he was sick. He was probably that too. I mean, those are some tough choices. They finally narrowed down their choices to either missile site attack or a naval blockade. XCOM decided on a blockade or a ring of ships around Cuba and demand that bases be dismantled and missiles removed. On October 22nd, JFK established NSAM, or National Security Action Memorandum, briefed worldly ambassadors about the plan and got their support. Kennedy announced his speech on live television, and then it just got scarier. To be continued. 1997, happy birthday Acacia Brinley. She's a famous pop singer, but that's not why I bring her up. She has a huge online media YouTube presence, but I'm not bringing her name up for that either. Pop singers and multimedia stars are everywhere. I haven't even liked pop music since the 1980s when I was a teen. So, why do I like Acacia so much? Because it's hard to find a really true person. True to herself and true to everyone else on the internet. In fact, the simple concept of being true is what got her online audience of millions of viewers to begin with. Acacia didn't start out popular. She started out on Tumblr, actually, in a very modest lifestyle in Boston. She was bullied in school, didn't have a boyfriend, didn't play sports or music, didn't have a lot of money, and felt like she didn't fit in. On Tumblr, in the privacy of her own room, she was able to share with her friends pictures of herself, which is how she became known as the Selfie Queen of Tumblr. You know, I'm not sure, but I think my podcast is actually on Tumblr, and I still have no idea what that is. Maybe I should. But getting back to Acacia. For her, it was the perfect place to be herself. A kid without a lot of self-esteem, talking to other kids going through the same thing. Her presence continued to grow until brand names like Drop Dead UK, Brandy Melville, One Piece, and Nasty Gal started paying Acacia money for her to wear their gear. Then mega companies like PepsiCo and McDonald's reached out to her. Her presence spread to Twitter and Instagram, and now everyone was talking about Acacia. And not everyone was saying nice things. As we know, some people can get real big and tough when behind the keyboards of a computer in their parents' basement. And next thing she knew, Acacia was dealing with a negative backlash. It was as if the bullying from her school grew by tenfold and jumped onto the internet, calling her ugly, a slut, and a whore. And all she was trying to do was just be a teenager in a world where almost everybody her age uses social media. And she was bigger than the bullies. She recognized their rude comments for what they really were. Nothing. Acacia didn't do anything special to go after the haters hitting on her. She just continued to be herself. And she rose above it all. And it worked. She became a singer for the band Watercolor. She has millions and millions of fans, combined Facebook and Twitter and all the other media outlets. And you can still catch her talk on her media channels about cinnamon rolls, eating ice cream with a knife, and how weird her friends are. In other words, she's become a sensation simply by being herself. And that's why we like this kid so much. And the main reason why Acacia Brinley is one of my favorite living Americans. And moving on to sports news, the World Series 2000. Roger Clemens throws a broken baseball bat at Mike Piazza. 1985. Kansas City wins its first World Series. 1972. Oakland A's win their first in 42 years. And in the American Football League, 1950, the LA Rams beat Baltimore 70-27. Yeah, what else is on? And so that, my friends, is going to wrap it up for October 22nd on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Let me know what you thought about today's ep. For instance, are you old enough to remember the Cuban Missile Crisis? And what did you think about Kennedy's big announcement? How freaky was that? Or what about that story about Pretty Boy Floyd? Probably might not want to call him that to his face. So yeah, let me know what you think. You can also take a gander at some of the multiple choice quizzes while you're on there, so good luck with those. And be sure to check out tomorrow's episode, The Cuban Missile Crisis Part 2, plus the X-ray, the selfie, artificial intelligence, the internal combustion engine, the panic of 1907, and Bleeding Kansas. So don't miss that. In the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. So until then, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. We'll see you tomorrow.